Welcome back, you guys. Happy International Women's Day. Today is... I've always loved International Women's Day. It's so... I want to say empowering, but when I go to say that, I feel like I'm a bit of a clown because I feel like women become more and more of a joke every year that we try to get more woke. Do you know what I'm saying? I've always loved this day, though. A day entirely dedicated to women. And, okay, maybe this is... I wonder if this is how parents feel. Like, on Mother's Day or Father's Day and stuff, I hate celebrating those days. I do. Because, you know what? They don't celebrate International Children's Day. Why not? Why is it that the kids... Okay, I digress. Point is, nobody exactly... I've never asked for an International Women's Day, but the fact that it actually exists and that people, you know, acknowledge it is cool to me. Like, the fact that I don't feel, like, entitled to have a day dedicated to my gender, and yet it exists. It's kind of cool. That being said, I feel I need to come on here and say something very empowering and feminine, and, like, guess what? As a woman, here's what I'm here to say. And I'm not going to do that because I don't know if I could even do that without cringing myself. But I'm also going to do that without... Okay, it's going to be cringy. The bottom line is this is actually exactly what I'm here to do, and it's going to be cringy. But I'm going to try to do it in a way that is not what you'd expect me to say, because I want to throw a wild card. That's what women do best, am I right? So, yeah, we're great at wild cards. What I'm going to try and get at in this episode is the bottom line that I'm here to get at with all my episodes, and that is that I want you to follow your dreams. But I'm going to throw a wild card that, okay, how can you as a woman, because I would imagine most of you watching this video are women, and I'd also imagine, I think that most of you on my channel are women, because I don't think most, there are a few of you for sure, most of you are women because you relate to me. And I want to ask you, as a woman, what is something that you can do in your life as a woman that would empower you as a woman? That will take your womanhood and empower it. You know, take something great that you already have going for you and then just top it. I know for me, and I'm using this whole, I'm trying to tie in the whole dream thing, because for me, mermaiding, which became like my entire identity at this point, has empowered me so much. I want to read this quote. It's really resonated with me. And okay, so it says, "The mermaid is an archetypal image that represents a woman who is at ease in the great waters of life, the waters of emotion and sexuality. She shows us how to embrace our instinctive sexuality and sensuality so that we can affirm the essence of our feminine nature, the wisdom of our bodies, the playfulness of our spirits. She symbolizes our connection with our deepest instinctive feelings, our wild and untamed animal nature that exists below the surface of outward personalities. And she is able to respond to her mysterious sexual impulses without abandoning her more human, conscious side." What happened to the girls who dreamed of being mermaids? Anita Johnson. And I love this. I absolutely love this. This embodies, like, everything that I want to be. I found this when I was, like, qu- quite young, and I remember just becoming like obsessed with it, which is probably why I am who I am today. I love this. I do. This is like exactly the definition of the way I view mermaiding. Why I love it so much. Why, to me, being a mermaid makes me feel, if you guys don't know, I am a professional mermaid. So, on some odd level, like in touch with myself and the water and like earth, for lack of a better word, and then also with my like feminine side and my like just everything that says, I can't say it better myself. So literally what that says, I love this. And I wish that there was a job, or let alone job, but like a hobby or just any sort of escape that women could find in their lives to feel the way that I feel with mermaiding. Anything. Whether it's coming home after work and just diving into a book that makes you feel like this. Whether it, maybe it's cooking when you come home, makes you just tap into your feminine energy. Maybe it's crocheting, dancing, I don't know. What is it in your life? Maybe it is your career. Maybe what you do is so feminine to you that you just tap into that feminine energy. For me, though, it is mermaiding. I absolutely am obsessed with it. And I never feel more feminine than when I am playing that persona. I love the way my mermaid top fits me. It makes me feel really, really confident. And it makes me feel like Wonder Woman. That's who I think of. When I put on that top, I feel like Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman isn't necessarily somebody who I strive to be like. I say this as I look like her right now, but she's not. But then that's how I feel when I put on that top. When I put on my wig and my makeup and the tail, like, it's all very feminine to me. Granted, there are mermen, but mermen, no offense to any of you guys, you're not very masculine men the majority of the time. There are some of you, don't get me wrong, but the majority of you are very much feminine men. Because it is just like a very feminine thing, in my opinion. If you're a merman and you want to argue this, go for it. But I mean, and I don't mean that in a demeaning way. Like I'm totally open to hearing why you disagree with this. But yeah, that being said, this is something that is just very, very empowering to me. And I wish for everyone to find something like this. If you are interested in diving deeper into your own life and your own femininity and wanting help with something like this, figuring out maybe a career that is right for you, or not so much a career, but a dream. Because a dream doesn't have to be a career. It more than likely is, but it doesn't have to be. If you are wanting to dive into a dream that makes you in touch with your femininity, helps bring that side out of you, I am more than willing and excited to coach you on this topic. You can book a free discovery call with me to find out more about what my coaching is about and how I can help you get there. If you are interested in booking a free discovery call, you can do so. The link will be in the description below. You can also follow me on almost any social media platform at MakeWavesCoach for more free content. You can also find me on almost any social media platform at MermaidCassandra with a K, and to follow my own journey of mermaiding and see the ways that I am in touch with myself. And it's kind of hot. When you do something that is authentic to you, sorry, this is like such a weird branch to just reach out on, but when you do something that is so authentic to you, and that you feel in touch with yourself in, it's hot. It is. Like, the reason that people strive so hard to follow other people's other people's dreams and goals, like, people get so jealous of it and they want to do something that someone else is doing, even if it's not authentic to them whatsoever, is because it's authentic to the person who was originally doing it. And it's so sexy. It is. Because it's passion. And passion is sexy. I really want to do an entire series on this topic. Like, not this, I mean, that topic. Like, the passion and the things that I could talk about. Okay. Anyway, if you guys are interested in following me or listening to me talk some more, go ahead and subscribe to my podcast on almost any or every place podcasts are found. Every place podcasts are found, you can find my podcast, Make Waves, Mermaid Cassandra. I will be back with more. Go out there and make waves. Mwah.